You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every Tuesday at this time we offer you the project Learning Belarusian. The vocabulary and grammar, the phonetics and phraseology of Belarusian language, topical events of Belarusian history, literary masterpieces and acquaintance with Belarusian traditions and customs. You'll hear all this within our program. I'm Tatiana Sivets. Stay with us. Speak Belarusian. Hello, how are you? Привітання. Як справи? Fine, thank you. Судовно. Дякую. Мене звуть Тетяна Сівець. А як вас звуть? And what is your name? Приємно познайомитися. Nice to meet you. What's the news? Що нового? The main news is that spring gave place to summer and storks are back to Belarus. Have you ever seen a stork? Бусел in Belarusian. Belarusian villagers see them every year. And not in a zoo, of course. For many years, Belarusians have been living side by side with these wonderful birds, considering them sacred watchers of our motherland. By the way, a stork, since the ancient times, has symbolized filial love and respect, for there is a folk belief that storks feed both their procreators and the young. That's why a stork was a sacred bird of Hera, the patron of the northern mothers in the Greek mythology. This tradition underlies the belief that storks bring children. A visit from the stork is an addition to the family, as they say. And the Belarusians have a very special greeting. Нехай живе і пасеться белоруская птушка бусел. Long live and pasture a Belarusian bird stork, which can be added to a usual recognition or serves as a cheerful toast responded to as бусел не бусел, а выпить мусел. A stork or not, but to drink I ought. And now enjoy a Belarusian song about, about beer.
Холостяцкого, хто роду, любить пиво, як выгоду, эх, почуться у завіруха, в устном хмельна, в устном суха, край до краю веселось. Сіде при столе, веселості усім стає. Пійте пиво, мужики, час такий і век такий.
Век такий і час такий, пійте пиво, мужики.
Молодець, кога хто роду, любить пиво, як вигоду. Чуття у завіруха, в усном хмельна, в усном суха.
Серце хмеліць молодость, щастя точно, а як гость. Як почуться у міражі, раза тіли хлопці жить.
При бесідах, при столе, веселості всім стає.
Сіде
при столе,
веселості усім стає.
You say that Belarusian people know how to work and how to rest, especially when the whole family draw around the table. Name all your family members you know in Belarusian using the nouns. Mama, mom, tata, dad, brat, brother, сестра, sister, сын, son, дочка, daughter, бабуля, granny, дядуля, granddad, Unuk, grandson, unuchka, granddaughter, and the phrase this is my, гэта моя, for females, or гэта мой, for males. For example, гэта моя сестра, гэта мой унук. Do it yourself. Судовно. Well done. Do you remember how to call all of them in one word? Right. Свояки. Repeat one more time. Свояки. Right. Now, let's try to learn a short verse about a family in Belarusian. Listen attentively. Мама, тата, брат и я – наша дружная сім'я. Дві бабулі, два дяди. З ними разом хоть куди. Now repeat after me and put down the lines as you hear them with the translations. Мама, тата, брат и я – Мама, тата, брат и я. Mother, father, brother and me. Наша дружная сям'я. Наша дружная сям'я. That's our united family. Две бабули. Два дяди. Две бабули, два дяди. Two grandmothers, two granddads. З ими разом хоть куди. З ими разом хоть куди. З ими разом хоть куди. With them together, any place. Have you got the verse off already? Let's recite it together line by line. Try not to look into your notes.
Мама, тата, брат и я. Две бабули, два дяди.
Let's change. Start, please.
Наша дружная сім'я. З ними разом хоть куди.
Very well. Вельми добре. Let's learn some other words denominating your aunt, uncle, niece and nephew in Belarusian. Aunt stands for тетка. Repeat after me, please. Тетка. Тетка. By the way, the same name, тетка or тетя жива
Gromovitsa was the name of the pagan Belarusian goddess, the wife of Perun, the god of thunder, courage and war, as you remember from one of the previous lessons. The Belarusian folklore describes Tetka as a beautiful woman in a wreath of wheat ears with fruit in her hands. She is very kind and compassionate. One of the legends tells that one day Tetka looked down from the skies and saw how people suffered under the merciless reign of Zuza, the god of cold and winter. She decided to come down to the earth to give birth to Dashbuch Horse, the son of Perun. Then Zuza gathered the fiends of blizzards and turned them into wolves. They followed Tetka to kill her and her baby, but she changed into a white goat and hid in the willow bush, where her son came into the world. But let's get back to our point. So, aunt is Tetka in Belarusian, and uncle is translated like Dyatka. One more time, please. Dyatka. Dyatka. Pay attention to the right pronunciation of the sound D. Do you remember the tongue twister we've learned lately? Дятлы дюбами дяубли древо. Woodpeckers chucked the wood with their beaks. Try to tell it faster, please. Дятлы дюбами дяубли древо. Great! Видатно! And now try and say the new words one by one. Дядька тетка, дядька тетка, дядька тетка. Well, not an easy task, actually. The words denoting a niece and nephew sound alike. Племенница and племенник. Племенница and племенник. The roots are just the same, but there is the alternation in the ending because of the gender of the nouns. So, remember that племенница stands for a niece and племенник for a nephew. Repeat, please. Племенница. Племенник. Племенница. Племенник. Very well. Вельми добре. So, let's revise all the new words. Тетка. Дядька. Племенница. Племенник. Great. And now, would you tell me the name of your тетка, дядька, племенница, or племенник? Please, do it in the following way.
Хто гэта? Гэта моя тетка. Я її зовуть Галя. Я її племенница. Or, гэта мой племенник. Його зовуть Янка. Я його тетка. So, хто гэта?
Приємно познайомитися. Well done. Судовно. Let's learn two more words in Belarusian. These are adverbs denoting the place of the object. Тут and там. Тут and там. Here and there, correspondingly. Mind that the sound ту is a bit different from the English one t. When you pronounce the Belarusian t, your tongue should touch the inside of your upper incisors, not the teeth reach. Repeat after me, please.
Ту, 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 ту. Та, 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 та. Тут, 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 тут. Там, 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 там. Тут тата. Там мама.
Видатно. Fine. Now let's say that dad is here and mama's there.
Тата тут, а мама там.
One more time, please.
Тата тут. А мама там.
Судона. Well done. I believe that you remember the questions we've learned for the previous lessons. Так чи ні? I mean, хто гэта? And що гэта? What's this and who's this, correspondingly. Now that you know the adverbs тут and там, try to put two more questions. Who's here and who's there in Belarusian? Right. Правильно. 5 points to your house. The questions are really «хто тут?» and «хто там?». The first one is logically asked when you enter a dark room and hear a strange noise, for instance. While the second one is actually more often asked when someone knocks at your door or if you can't see somewhere in the distance. So imagine that you're knocking at my door now. «Хто там?» «Привітання! Заходьте, калі ласка!» Come in, please. What a pity it's time to say goodbye. But we've done a great deal of work today. Found out something new about storks and тетка. Got to know how to call your aunt, uncle, niece and nephew in Belarusian. Learned two more questions with new adverbs. Хто тут and хто там. Ask them in the suitable situation and don't forget the verse. Let's revise it together one more time. Мама, тата, брат и я – наша дружная сім'я. Дві бабулі, два дяди – з їми разом хоть куди. That's your home task. Дякую вам. Мені зовуть Тетяна Сівець. I'll be glad to know your opinion and get your advice in our lessons. Email me language@tut.by. Let's study together. I'm looking forward to meet you in a week at the very same time. До зустрічі через тиждень у той же час. And remember, he that would eat the fruit must climb the tree. Горка часом праця, де хліб од яє солодкі. Stay tuned to Radio Belarus. Thank you and goodbye. Дякую і до побачення.
Dear listeners, we are glad to inform you that we also broadcast in radio waves. Radio Belarus daily transmissions are on air from 19 till 22 hours UTC on the frequencies of 1170, 7105, 7280 and 7290 kHz, and from 1 till 3 hours UTC on the frequencies of 5970, 6170 and 7210 kHz. We broadcast in Belarusian, Russian, German and English. The English service goes out every Tuesday and Thursday from 19:30 till 20 hours UTC. The programs are replayed on Tuesday and Thursday at 20:30 hours UTC and all the other days of the week at 2 hours UTC. Please send your comments or questions to Radio Belarus, Trivona Street, that is CHYRVONAYA Street, number 4, Minsk, zip code 220807, Republic of Belarus. Our email address is radiostation-belarus@tvr.by or call at 375 for Belarus, 17 for Minsk, 293-5875 or 293-5831. We hope you enjoy our programs.